broadcast premiere for WYSO is one of the tracks from our guests this hour's latest CD. Julie Fowlis, who is at the Kuss Auditorium tomorrow night up in Springfield, a part of the Club Kuss series. It'll be a show at the Turner Studio Theater. And she joins us in the flesh, in the studio. It is my pleasure to welcome Julie Fowlis.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a beautiful record. And also in the studio is a person who has loved your work and the work, apparently, of many of your friends, the host of our Dear Green Place, Cindy Funk. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, Julie. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. Hi, hi.
It's good to see you in the flesh.
Oh, it's great to be here. I've still got that just generally fuzzy, happy feeling since we only arrived last night. You know,
and
I've been up since 4 a.m. I don't know what time of day it is, but it's great.
It happens to be 2:12,
okay,
and
good.
You're in good company. Cindy Funk, when I mentioned that she was coming, you just felt a rush of soulful musical appreciation. Tell me about
Nikki had to invite me because I almost broke her arm. I wanted to be here and see you, if nothing else. I'm just so excited that you're coming to Springfield. We don't get we get a lot of people of great stature in the music world, but not so much in the Scottish world of music, and not so much in the Gaelic world of music.
Well,
it's such a treat to have you here.
Well, listen, it's our pleasure entirely, and especially the opening night of our tour and new record as well. So there's lots of energy, and we're really looking forward to this tour. We've been looking forward to it for ages, and I guess touring in the States for us has become an annual event. We're here almost every year, and it's always such a pleasure to come over here and play for audiences here in the US. And there's a real warmth and appreciation for Scottish music and for Gaelic or Gaelic music in particular.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful thing, and you have a new album you're bringing with you.
Yeah,
that we're going to be playing some. What we did.
This one was just from it, and we have two more coming, and these will all be broadcast premieres. What's notable about your record, among other things, is that it's almost all in Gaelic, except it includes, is it just the one song in English?
Yeah, well, up until now, I have recorded almost all my studio albums have been in Scottish Gaelic or Gaelic. They're both the same.
Yeah.
And this, I was, you know, when I first started out, I was kind of under a lot of pressure from a lot of people to sing in English. For anybody who might not know, the Gaelic language in Scotland is spoken by just over 1% of the population. So it's very, I hate describing it as a minority language, because to me it isn't. It's my family's first language, my daughter's, it's their first language. But it is, in real terms, it's a minority language in Scotland. And so, you can guess if only 1% of Scotland's speaking it, you can start to work out the maths for when you're travelling the States or throughout Europe of who's actually going to understand what you're singing about. So when I started out, people would always say to me, you would do so much better to sing in English, or, you know, you'd be able to connect with audiences in a different way. But I don't know, maybe I was just a little bit stubborn and I decided to do my own thing, and I loved the Gaelic songs so much, I just stuck with them.
You attended a Gaelic language college.
I did. I kind of went back because As a teenager, I stopped. I moved from the islands where the language was very strong, and moved to an area where it was less strong. But I think it was at that point as a teenager where I could have fallen away from the language altogether and just stopped speaking it, or the opposite, which is what I did. So mm-hmm. I kind of embraced the language and went back to college for a year to try and improve my writing and the skills, things like that, and. Yeah, I guess I was just pretty stubborn and wanted to do my own thing. And I just thought, I'll just sing in this language that no one's going to understand. And I've been lucky enough to have been able to have made a career out of it. And this is my fifth studio album. And this is the first time I've relented.
Yeah.
Put a couple of English language tracks on. But just to make a point, I put a track in Galician in there as well. Just to kind of mix it up.
But it's worth noting that Mary Chapin Carpenter sings on a song that we're going to hear. She's coming to our area. You guys will have just missed each other.
I'm so sorry.
She's playing October 15th at Victoria Theatre, and that show gets underway at 7:30. So tell me how the connection got made with you and Mary Chapin.
Well, I mean, I've loved Mary Chapin singing since I was a teenager. I had her records. I would sing them, and I've always been a huge fan. and I got the chance to sing with her on a series called The Transatlantic Sessions. So some of your listeners may have heard of this series.
We don't get that here.
It doesn't come out loud. I know. It's unbelievable. There have been some incredible artists and collaborations, you know, James Taylor and Alison Krauss and wonderful musicians and
singers. It's usually a mixing of Gaelic and Irish and Scottish artists and American bluegrass, old-timey artists.
Which there's a thread, a tie through all that.
There's a natural tie there. And when people get together, I mean, it's really one of the most magical things I've ever been involved in. And if any of your listeners ever get a chance to see any of it online or whatever, what you see is it's almost exactly how it happens. There's very little rehearsal. It's just people in a room just playing music together. It's so organic. It's so real. It's magical. And I got to meet Mary Chapin on that series, on that show. And I was just so in awe of her. And she was so amazing. And she came to me and she said, I'd love to sing one of your songs. And I was like, what?
Well, let's book the studio.
And we sang a song. She sang in Scottish Gaelic. And she loved it. She really embraced it. And she was brilliant at it. So when it came to do this record, I sent her a little mail and I said, would you be up for singing the song in English with me? And she said, I'd love to. And I said, would you like to sing in Gaelic as well? And she went, I'd even love to do that more.
Fair's fair.
And that's what she did. So I was so honoured. I was so honoured to have her on the record.
So let's hear some of that song and in English, which is really your first foray.
It is, yeah. This is a song composed by the wonderful artist Archie Fisher, and it's called Windward Away.
Is a tall ship on the ocean. That womankind and her heart and mind sails on a restless ocean.
Julie Fowlis with her first foray, into English, and what a great way to go with Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Thank you so much. It was such an honor to get to sing with her, you know?
I can only imagine. It is a performance at Club Kuss, part of the Club Kuss series. It's up at the Kuss Auditorium in Springfield at the Turner Studio Theater, and we're in studio with the singer of those notes, Julie Fowlis. The album we're listening to today will be released on the 27th, and it's called Alterum, which you point out is Latin.
It is. It's a Latin word. Actually, the record for me started out as an exploration into songs of the other world. So the other world, kind of like the Celtic other world, the Gaelic other world. So that kind of place of strange creatures and the Tírna an Og, the land of youth, eternal youth, and there are all these amazing songs from this otherworldly place. But as the record kind of progressed, I guess it took on a little bit more of a contemporary feel, and I started thinking about not just the Gaelic other world, but kind of other worlds that we all inhabit day to day. Maybe as a bilingual person, someone who inhabits different, you know, language worlds from day to day, and you kind of constantly move between one and the other, culturally, socially. We all do that every single day, and sometimes we don't even think about it, but we all kind of move between these different worlds. And I think that's what I wanted to reflect in the record. And there was a quote in that I came across in my research from Latin, which it translated into English, it was, and they call it the other world. And someone had once said that about my song, someone at the BBC in London. They said, Julie's songs are like beautiful messages from another world. And it always stayed with me because these songs are actually songs that have been sung for, you know, 1,000 years. This language has been spoken for 1,000 years in Scotland. And yet here were people, you know, where I live, saying these are like messages from another world. And it's like, well, no, this is this world.
It turns out.
You know, so yeah. it's your perception of where you are, who you are, and what you're involved in.
The stunning cover art is worth talking about. You talk about another world. You reached into another world to create this headpiece and a dress. Tell us about the inspiration for this gorgeous photograph.
Well, I commissioned a photographer from the north of Scotland, an amazing guy called Craig Mackay, to come up with a visual concept which was to match the music on the record. And one of the things I do as a singer of traditional songs is kind of I'm always looking back to what went before and taking some of these older songs and maybe representing them in some way. Not that they need changed or represented, but sometimes it helps to connect with new audiences if they are, for example, set to music, whereas traditionally they might have been sung unaccompanied, for example. So it gives them a new way to reach new people. And this idea of reworking or reimagining, remoulding, I'm wearing this quite... amazing, fantastic headdress in the picture, and these were beautiful, beautiful barn owl feathers that were found at the side of the road that we fashioned into a beautiful headdress. And when we asked an incredible local designer from the Highlands of Scotland to produce a jacket, which was she works really with vintage and secondhand and scraps of material, and she pulls them all together to create something entirely fabulous and new. And again, this idea of taking the old and bringing it with you. And so I guess through the music, through the costume and the headdress and the photography, all of that is really kind of grounded in where we're from in the Highlands of Scotland, and always looking back and being mindful of what went before, where you've come from, who you've come from, taking that with you.
JulieFallis.com for more information. You can find out about tour dates. A great way to get a copy of the new album is to come see her live. And she'll be right here in our Miami Valley tomorrow night. Show gets underway at 7:30, but come early as there's a lobby party at 6 o'clock. You can find out more about how to get tickets by pointing your browser at pac.clarkstate.edu, or you can call 328-3874. We have to mention that you've been in a Disney movie, or at least the part of you that makes notes has been in a Disney movie.
That's true.
Tell me about how that got put into play.
Oh, I was very, very fortunate to be invited to be, I guess, the singing voice of Merida, who is the female protagonist, the feisty female character in the Disney Pixar movie Brave.
Wonderful.
Which came out, it's hard to believe, it's 2012. It's 5 years ago now.
Five, half a decade,
and,
my goodness.
Yeah, it was a really fun thing to get to do. So I sang the two main songs on the movie, Touch the Sky and Into the Open Air, which was just an incredible experience. And
so, aha, you had sung in English before.
Oh, I did. I sneakily did. I did.
As an avatar, you. That's wonderful.
It was really fun.
It seems like a natural, and they're such beautiful songs. But what was your first inclination? Oh, yeah. Or was it like,
Oh, no, I think... well, I mean, I was really surprised when I got the email. I did have, I think it's probably a particularly Scottish thing. You know, I got the email through from the vice president of music for Disney Pixar, and I thought, this can't be me. He can't be looking for me.
He has the wrong
email address. but when we met up just, you know, a few weeks after that, and I met the team, and I was just really carried away by their passion and interest and commitment and enthusiasm to the project. And it was just like being on a roller coaster with him on this great adventure. And it was so much fun. And I was really heavily pregnant with my second child. And I could, you know, I'm just so glad that she was positioned in such a way that I was still able to use my lungs.
To gather breath,
to get to sing those notes. And I mean, it was just, it was a real adventure. And I'll never forget my time with Disney Pixar. And they keep you, they always say, once you're part of the family, you never leave, and that's really the way they make you feel afterwards. Aww. So that's great.
Do they have an annual picnic?
They send a Christmas card.
No, to get nice.
I know, they send a little gift, and they always remember. It's lovely, actually. So.
Did you get to do the red carpets as well?
Well, funnily enough, it was the first time ever they didn't have a red carpet. They had a green carpet because it was supposed
to... Not a tartan carpet? I'm shocked.
But yeah, I got to do the green carpet. So it was really fun. It was the only time in my life I ever went to the cinema with an enormous ball gown dress on.
Aww.
So loads of fun. Yeah.
We're in studio with Julie Fallis, also the host of The Digger Green Place, our beloved Cindy Funk, sitting in with us today as we celebrate the arrival of this Scottish folk singer, multi-instrumentalist, and... voice of an imaginary character in Brave. She's Julie Fallis, and you can find out more at juliefallis.com. That's Julie like you'd think, FOWLIS.com. She's at the Coast Tomorrow with a little lobby party to start. That's at 6 o'clock. Show gets underway at 7:30 at the Turner Studio Theater up at the Coast Auditorium. You can get tickets at pac.clarkstate.edu or, you know, just go there and
is the band? The band is coming. They're not here yet.
Yeah, they're on their way.
And
well,
who's
my husband is here. So my husband, Eamon Dooley, who's also a member of Irish band Danu,
who played here last year.
Yeah, that's right. So he's here, and of course we have our two children. When we go on these big long trips, we take our two kids.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They were very good, and you know, got us up at 4 a.m. this morning. Like, I'm so grateful. So I've been exploring the town since 4 a.m. this morning, but the rest of the band, they arrive tomorrow. So we have Duncan Chisholm on fiddle and Tony Byrne from Dublin on guitar.
Okay.
And the four of us have been touring together for an awful long time, and we have a great sound engineer friend of ours from Inverness in Scotland as well, which is now, I think, officially Outlander country. I think this is kind
wow.
of, yeah, we've been
Outlander's
taken
pretty
over.
Big.
It's pretty big, yeah. So we're all travelling together, and yeah, tomorrow's the first night of our tour. So we have 2.5 weeks in
wow.
the United States, and it's yeah, we're really looking forward to
broadcast
it.
Broadcast debut, tour
Absolutely.
Debut.
Yeah, it's all happening.
We've got one queued up here that you said the term mouth music. Now,
yeah.
I bet that this is something that Cindy Funk is perfectly familiar with, but I, as a less, let's just say, worldly individual, I don't know. What is mouth music?
Well, mouth music is kind of the English term that we use for a Gaelic phrase, pusha peal, which literally translated means tunes from the mouth.
Which is where most tunes
yeah,
come from. If
yeah,
you're
but it's kind of, rather than like singing a song, the idea is that you're singing tunes, so like dance tunes. So it could be jigs or reels, marches sometimes, strathspeys, types of dance tunes that might have been sung, for example, when you might not have had an instrument. So there's a little bit of debate as to which came first. Did the tunes come first? Did the songs come first? Personally speaking, I think there was probably a little bit of both, and there's always been a little bit of back and forth uh-huh. between the two. But they're really fun songs to sing. Sometimes they can be really challenging. Sometimes they're composed in such a way that they're like tongue twisters. They're kind of tricky to sing. But they're full of energy. They're lots of fun. And the poetry in them is not always apparent. When you see some of the translations, they seem like very simple little songs, but they're really clever little compositions using alliteration and lots of other tools to just very, very clever compositions that the words are chosen entirely for the way they sound rather than what they mean.
I love that.
And percussive in a way, too.
Absolutely. Percussive, rhythmic. And so this little set is two songs, a strathspey and a reel. So I hope you enjoy them.
Lovely. Another broadcast premiere that's from the new album from our guest today, Julie Fallis, who the album will be officially released on the 27th, Alterum, it's called. And we just got word from the venue, tomorrow's performance, again at 7:30 at the Turner Studio Theater at the Coast Auditorium. There are only 8 tickets left.
Ooh. It's getting exciting.
It's getting very exciting. If you were thinking about going, you probably should place that phone call and go ahead and secure your seat there. Again, the record officially coming out on the 27th, but if you were able to get there or you already have tickets, you can pick one up at the show.
We might have a few boxes.
Just a few. Over to the side. And you'll get to see the beautiful artwork and enjoy this fabulous voice. So sometimes I like to ask people, and I don't mean to put you on your spot, if you don't have one.
Okay.
But do you have a motto?
A motto?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Ooh.
Our boss often signs the emails around here, Onward and Upward.
And well, yeah, Onwards and Upwards is actually...
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. And it's actually a friend of mine, Francis McDonald, who helped us release our first few records, actually. And he's a great musician in his own right, and he manages bands like Camera Obscura. And he's a drummer in Teenage Fan Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a great friend of mine. And he always signs his emails Onwards and Upwards.
Aww.
And
it's
when I think of that, I think of him. And whenever, you know, if you have a moment of, I'm not sure if this is the right thing or if we're going the right way, and if you ask him about it, He'll always give you a lovely positive response, and he'll always sign off with onwards and upwards.
I think it's a good one. Yeah. The tour officially beginning tomorrow night in Springfield. Again, that's a 7:30 show, but get there early if you have tickets among the eight left. The part of the Club Coast series, a little nosh before you hit in. It is Alterum, the new one from our guest today, juliefowlis.com, for more information. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. And I've just thought of a Gaelic one.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Gaelic one that's really well known at home is Hic Cliach Yandulth Ach Madi Gulth Agus Kulth, which means the world will come to an end, but love and music will endure.
That'll do it.
That's so good. And you know, Tom Petty just died, and I've been so bummed out.
But I know.
I always make myself remember when someone who I love, know and love, passes on, that they leave us something.
Absolutely.
The work endures. Yeah. Our ability to chime in and sing along and think about these songs remains. So I think that I've got one from Martin Bennett's here called Storyteller that starts with a quote, something like that, and it might even be... From a translation of that. But these are from old found Gaelic early recordings that he set to music some time ago. The album's called Grit. So we'll go to that. Julie Fowlis, what a delight. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.